Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy TDI, and I'm back at it again after that little vacation we took for Memorial Day. A lot of craziness been going on, but yeah, man, I'm back at it. Damn, a lot been going on, man. A lot been happening, man. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people, man. Shout out to my baby girl, Denora. Love you, baby. For the first time, she's not listening because she's out there celebrating with her homegirl. You know what I mean? But you already know. Shouts to her, Anna, and the rest of the gang. Shouts to my boy, Luigi, man, K Squeegee Boy. Shouts to Luigi, man, because he's been doing this thing, man. He actually, look, we just walked in the building. DJ Showcase.
am I late?
Nah, about a few seconds. It's all right, though. The elevator's kind of slow to get up here.
Nah, I got stairs. I don't get to the elevators no more.
All right. Yo, I was just telling people, man, how my boy Luigi K, you know, he pitches. Pitches in the league. Like then St. Mary's. Threw a no-hitter.
When? Really?
Yeah, I think like last weekend.
Do a no-no,
kid. Shout out to Luigi. Shout out to Vice. Vice was in attendance.
Javi Vasquez with sticks throwing a no-no?
Yo.
Seen that?
Man. My man Luigi. He's got the book coming out.
You got Luigi on that one, and then the Javi Vasquez?
No, listen.
Oh. Okay, my bad.
Don't even mention that Vasquez guy next to my man Lou. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that separates them is the paycheck.
I'm just calling out the no-nos. How about the perfect game blown?
Armando Galarraga.
Did you see it?
Bad.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it was bad. That was
crucial. Did you see the consolation prize? Here's the consolation prize. Did you see the consolation prize from the Umpires Association?
What? What the? No, I didn't see that.
They gave him a brand new Corvette.
Dog,
we have the same pay, kid. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So you would rather the Corvette over the no-hitter?
No. I wouldn't rather the Corvette. I'd rather the perfect game. We're talking about the perfect game that just happened Saturday, or Friday, was it? That in the ninth inning, the ref blew the call to first and called the guy safe. Are we on the same page?
Yeah, no. I mean, we are talking about the same thing, but dog.
Yeah, so then on the consolation prize was a brand-new Corvette. Shiny red. He came out smiling, cheesing. And here comes the ump.
Young kid, man.
What I'm saying, here comes the ump, shakes his hand. He says, I'm really, really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. What a bum.
All right, what do you think they should do about that, to change the game? I mean, they're thinking about enforcing replay and all that during the game. That's going to probably
enforce replays in the game. Could you imagine how long a baseball game would be? Let alone it's 3 hours now. You start putting all these replays and all these turnover calls and all this and arguing balls and strikes. You're going to have a six-hour game. Who's going to sit there for 6 hours? Right?
The season is going to take longer.
Seasons
are going to December.
If you bring in replay, you're definitely going to have to cut down the season.
Yeah.
You can't go 162 games for 6 hours a day. By the end of the day, you'd be toast. You have to go to NFL rules. NFL rules like 15, 16 games. I'm not feeling it. Forget it. He made a mistake. You know something? Sometimes it swings one way. Sometimes it swings the other way. Sometimes the guy is out and they call him safe, and it works on the behalf of the winning team, and somehow it works on the behalf of the losing team. So, I like it either way. Fuck it. Leave the replay out of it.
All right, what about if they do the replay, like, certain things? Like,
as far as what? Now you're going to generalize the replays of the home runs and generalize this and generalize that.
I'm saying,
that.
I mean, if they're going to put replay, they got to put it, you know, let's put it where it counts, I think.
If you're going to give them a cookie, you might as well give them the whole dozen.
So it's replay for every play?
Yeah, if you're going to give replay, you might as well give replay for everything. You can't sit there and be selective. I'm only going to give replay on this. Because it's not just a home run that's going to decide a game. It could be a close play at first. It could be a close play at second. It could be a balk. It could be a strike. It's too much. Come on. You serious? You know, count your losses. You almost had it. I feel bad for the guy. He almost had it. But don't start with this. I want replay. I want this. I want that. Too long. It's too long. And me, personally, I wouldn't go to. Could you imagine? It would be like almost a full-time job going to a baseball game.
Well, that's kind of true, kid. 6 hours
you
a
have
day.
You have to come in at, what, 8 o'clock and leave by 5? Honey, I'm going to work. Where are you going? I'm going to go see the game. They would have to pay you to sit there for 6 hours. Think about it.
Well, for the people who really do love baseball, they'll like it.
But you know what? I don't think they'll like it because those seats are not too comfortable. And at the price of all the beverages and the concessions and this, that, and the third, by the end of the day, after 6 hours, you wind up spending about $2,000. You're late on your car payment. You're late on your mortgage. You're late on whatever. Just watch one game.
Yeah. Yo, listen, my thing is, like, that umpire, right? If he was going to make the wrong call, make the call for the pitcher. Make it on his behalf. Don't blow the game for him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but you know what? He made the wrong call and he admitted it, and this is what it is. It happens close to the game.
God, I would have got a fucking appeal. The dude who got to the base didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
It's a happenstance. Now, in that instance, the manager didn't jump up and start screaming, and they should try to appeal it.
Hell yeah, he did. Jim Leland came to the mound. You ain't see it?
Yeah, but they let
Jim
it go.
Jim was flipping, man. I'm surprised he didn't get ejected.
I feel bad. You got to say, you just got to choke it up. I feel bad. But, you know, what are you going to do? How about this one? You ready for this? Hello?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
How about this one? You ready for how dumb does America think we really are?
Why?
You laugh. That shit ain't funny. For 49 days already, BP has been leaking oil into what? The Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf Stream Ocean, right?
Yeah.
And today they decide to say, oh, because of the leakage of oil and the depletion of oil, we're going to raise gas prices and this, that, and the third. My thing is, how stupid does America think we are?
Lush. I don't know, man.
If you have a leak in your house, are you going to let the leak go for 45 days till you get a plumber?
My nigga, look how deep that shit is.
What deep? Okay, so we're in the 22nd century. You're telling me there can't be a cutoff switch somewhere? Okay, hang on. We got to cut the oil for a couple.
It wasn't built in the 22nd century, though. That shit was built years ago. I'm pretty sure whoever built that didn't have a solution of what the fuck happened if this shit erupted.
Yeah, but your cutoff valve was built in like 1912.
Nigga.
You're telling me that's been there since prehistoric time? The cavemen put it there. I'm sorry. My bad. Put it there.
When they put it there, it was in the water. Yo, hold up, man. I want to get into the DJ June mix, man. Right before we got to get back into that, but I want to get to the DJ June mix. He just did some crazy shit off a pun. No pun.
Oh, really?
The nigga June is always taking the words off of something and putting the different beats with it. But let's get into this joint real quick.
Once again, you rock with DJ June. I represent the Boogie Down Bronx. Another Big Pun exclusive remix. DJ June style.
You can catch me in the Cherry Red 150. Ooh. Got the glizzy locked in the stizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a wall. Wizzy tongue pissy. Trying to cruise through the avenue. But my people just popping bottles up in shoes. Running boo. Stack. From the U.E. goes to Hubcap. It's back to the shack. Came back in a watch hat. It's from Paris. Woo. Take a debit. There's baby cabbage. Every gallon. Bob Rurk. Every radish. Then shop a dealer. Got the check for the squealers. Wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's cause it's real up in the Big Apple. Very quick to get the shit back with enemies. Spit at your best friends. Spit not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga. You don't need no one. Nope. Talking about that you owe him. I'ma go for Dodo. Scarface face with our Manolo. Was these Bobby Solo. But you need throwing photos. It's all hard work, baby. I'm staying alive, man.
Don't bug anyone, and it's so hard.
Half of that. I don't know. That's a real reggae song. I don't even know who sings that, man. I'm so out of the loop with music.
Oh my God.
How about DJ Joe, man? He can tell you, man. Yeah, man. Yo, shout out to Fucking Throw Entertainment, man. Shout out to Rocco, Al. Shout out to Pete. Shout out to me. Show me a lot of love in Alejo Lounge over there in Yonkers this past Saturday. It was crazy. Wow, people.
What was that?
Yonkers. I was up there in Yonkers, 263rd, somewhere around there. I was up there with my cousin from Boston. Shout out to cousin from Boston who came down and watched that fight. Shout out to my man Dan. Shout out to my cousin Danny.
How was the fight? I missed it.
Cotto.
Honestly.
All right. I didn't like it, personally. Cotto annihilated this
right?
kid. But the kid had, like, some type of problems. Like, he had, like, problems with his knee or something. He kept flipping.
Which kid?
He kept falling.
This kid that fought Cotto?
Yeah, Yuri Foreman, undefeated.
Yeah, they have to put, I don't know. I would have rather see a bigger name. I would have rather see a bigger name in the Yankee Stadium. I don't.
Yeah, I think it was a waste of a venue, if you ask me. Like, that fight could have easily been at the Garden.
Yeah, it's like almost a waste of a venue. It's like Cotto's not really this big, flat. He's a great fighter, but he's not this big, flashy name where.
Give me a Cotto Margarito too, Yankee Stadium.
Maybe.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, that
Cotto needs that revenge.
That would have been nice. But I think that's why I really didn't pay attention to it. That's why I said, I was about to pay for it, but I was like,
It was free. It was on HBO.
It wasn't. I don't have HBO.
Oh, all right. It wasn't free. It wasn't free then, brother.
I would have
anybody hear nothing about Summer Jam? I want to know about Summer Jam. What's up with that?
I haven't heard nothing yet.
Nobody got smacked. Nobody got points in the face. What's up?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You know, something's always
Summer
happening.
Jam was this weekend.
Huh?
When is Summer Jam? It was this weekend?
It was yesterday.
No. Yesterday. Oh, then I'm worse out of loop than you are. Two people here out of loop. One out of loop.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard the highlight of the night was Cameron came out, shut the show down, him and Votto.
Yeah, that was definitely something I was saying.
Khaled brought him out, too.
Khaled? I'm tired of him. I'm sorry.
You've been tired of him.
I've been tired of him since he started.
There's a couple of people I know tired of Khaled, but, you know.
He's worse than
here and there.
Every other fucking song got to be on DJ Khaled. Come on. He's like, we don't know who you are already.
Some people don't.
Listen, but I'm serious. If you got to promote your name more than one time in the song, there's a problem. Could you imagine Jay-Z getting on a track as Jay-Z, and he rhymes, it's still Jay-Z, and he rhymes some more, and it's Jay-Z again? Okay.
Word.
We get it. It's Khaled. It's Rick Ross. We get it.
Okay? Speaking of Jay-Z, what's up with this new Kanye joint?
With the new Kanye joint I sent you?
Power. I think Power, something like that.
That's fresh. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh. All
right, we're going. I'm about to knock that off right now.
Yeah, you definitely have to knock that. I like it. It's catchy. It's a summer fling. So there's gonna be it for the summer, then it's gonna just.
You think this is gonna be it?
Yeah, it's just gonna be summer. And that's it. It ain't gonna be one of those classic. It ain't gonna be a classic Kanye West, because it's not. I'm being 100% honest with you. It's not gonna be nothing classic Kanye that we're gonna hear 5 years from now and be like, oh, that shit was fresh, but it's a nice little song fling.
All right. Yo, shout out to my man Bernard from Oak Town, man, Oakland. He shooting me a shout out and all that. But, yeah, man, let's get into this Kanye shit. Why the fuck can I ever find this motherfucker? All right, here we go. Kanyezu.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin'. Huh? Motherfucker, we rollin'. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rollin'. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So goodnight, blue world, I see you in the morning. Huh? I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off. With a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving. What a bad bitch.
everything go.
You got the power to let power go.
Hi, this is Lisa Marie, CEO of HHH Magazine. I'm hanging out with TDI. Shouts out to the Bronx and Fort Apache.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Like that, right?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, man. Shouts out to Denora Castillo. She just called me up on the check-in. She just arrived to her destination. That's my baby girl. I love you. Safe on the road. Happy birthday. Shout out to Anna. You know what I mean? But, we got a caller right here from the 347-703. What up? You live on the line.
What up? It's Luigi. What up, TDI?
Oh, Mr. No-Hitter.
What's good, brother?
Hey, man, I'm over here rocking out my boy, DJ Showcase.
What's good, man? Just stopping by, showing some love to my man, TDI, and his show.
Congratulations on No-Hitter, Luigi.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Congratulations.
That was 3 weeks ago in St. Mary's Park. Team name is the Yankees. All the guys that I play with play for Monroe High School. Very good, talented ball players.
Luigi, let me ask you something. When did you start getting nervous?
When I started getting nervous?
Yeah, like what inning? Yeah?
Yeah, that's when you know everything is going to happen and, you know, everybody's well aware and nobody's talking to you. And it's all, you know, mainly everybody helped me with the defense, man, but you start kicking in, like, for you not to make a mistake. But all the defense, the outfield, the infield, everybody was on point and they did their thing, you know. It was one catch to center field where Victor Morales was playing center and guy covers a lot of real estate. He makes a catch. It looked like it was going to be a double in the gap, and that was the second out of the last inning, and he just makes a line drive catch. And, you know, that pumped up the team even more, but your adrenaline starts rushing.
Wow. Your team didn't talk to you that entire inning, or when did they stop talking to you? Like, when did they say, don't touch him, don't throw him off his game, like,
they,
really don't touch his glove, get him ice water? When did they actually start saying, hey?
The three innings before the last, they stopped talking to me. Yeah, they wouldn't say anything to me or nothing, not even joking around. And we always joke around when I'm on the mound or, you know, playing even in the dugout or something. But that day, nobody was joking with me, and they wanted me to get it because I was so close 3 times last year.
Wow. See, that for me, that would be a killer. I'd be like, damn, nobody wants to.
Yeah, hold on. We got another caller right here for the 347. I'll have to cut y'all off. 347, you live on the line. It's not happening.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, babe.
What's up? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just checking in. What's up, Showcase?
Hello. How you doing?
How are you? I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm broke, but I'm doing good.
Oh, I hear you. What's up, Luigi?
What's up? What's up? Thank you. How you doing, Mama?
I'm all right. Just calling to say what's up. Give a shout out to my homegirl, Anna Banana. Happy birthday, baby.
Holla, happy birthday.
Say hi. Hi.
Happy birthday.
They said happy birthday. Thank you. She said thank you. She's driving, so that's why I'm calling.
Watch out.
Cool.
For the ticket.
Yeah, be safe on the road.
Yeah, so I just called to say what's up, and thank you for the shout-out.
No doubt. I'll be safe out there.
All right, babe. I love you.
Bye. So,
yes, sir.
Back to Mr. No-Hitter.
Yeah.
So my man telling no-hitter, man, like, you woke up, you went into the game, not even expecting this.
Not at all. You're not even thinking about it. You're just taking it as a regular game. Let's get a win for the team, try to stay in first place. And, you know, you're just trying to go out there and win a ball game. And,
when did you say I could do this? Nobody's going to hit this no more. That's it. I'm going to go all the way.
The last two innings where you see everybody playing their hearts out, plays that you normally don't see in a regular game. You actually seeing it where they're going all out, 110% to make a play that's like ESPN type stuff, and you're noticing that these people are backing you up, and they want you to get it because it's something special, you know. And to throw a no hitter is not easy, and perfect games and stuff like that, you know, it was destined to be. So I mean, when you see those players giving their hearts out and playing in a summer league with, you know, semi pros, double A, and you're seeing the competition and you're seeing everything, you're proud of the accomplishment you made, but it's really, really nerve wracking. And you could lose it, one mistake, you could lose it all. And you could lose the shutout, the no hitter, and get a loss at the same time.
Wow.
So a lot of it was just one mistake. Huh?
I couldn't even imagine doing it. I couldn't even imagine. Fifth inning, I probably would have hit somebody. Hit another person.
I almost had a perfect, but I hit somebody, man.
Oh, really?
A perfect. Yeah, I hit somebody. In the second inning to last, I hit somebody.
Oh, my. Would you think it has a lot to do with the nerves?
Yeah, it really does, because you try to be so perfect, and you're just going to mess up. You just got to go with the flow. And I learned that from, you know, the catcher calms you down. They don't go to talk to you as much. They try to keep the game going as fast as possible so it could keep that out of your mind.
Right, keep your momentum
up as well, right?
Yeah, you know, I saw something different from what I used to pitch. I used to like to take my time on the mound. But that day, I felt like everything was just happening at a rush. And it was just the adrenaline. I would just get the ball and throw right away. Get the ball and throw right away. Keep the rhythm going. You didn't want to, you know, stop your rhythm.
Wow.
But it's tough, man, but it's a good thing. I still got the ball in my house signed by all my teammates. And, you know, everybody was happy. We were drinking after the game, too.
That's a big story.
That goes on for generations.
Yeah, nah, it's good, man. You can always catch us at St. Mary's Park or Roberto Clemente. We play with the New York Yankees or the RBIBaseball.net. You can check out that website. It's a very good competitive league. A lot of ex-pros and double-A college kids, high school kids, they all play in that league, and it's very disciplined and organized. And it's a lot of competition. We're trying to defend the title again this year. Yeah, but it's something special. I mean, you got to get the kids back into baseball and loving baseball. And
you know what?
I mean, it's a fun sport.
I say the same thing. You got to get kids back into it. I say the same thing.
Yeah, man.
It builds confidence. It builds team. It builds communication. I'm getting my son into it right now. He doesn't like it.
Yeah, no, they got to. I'm 28 years old, going on 29, man. I've been playing baseball since Pee Wee Leagues in Kelly Park. And, you know, for 8 years I was with the Yankees. I didn't have time to play myself, but I was still around baseball. So I just decided for the next 5 years, when I finally left the Yankees, it was playing baseball and hardball. And you got to get these kids. I've seen young kids that I faced, and I see – 5 years from now, the same way I was, they're going to have talent and experience. You got to learn how to lose and to enjoy how to win. Because I wasn't always a winner either.
Exactly. So you got a lot of character on that.
Yeah, you know, the kids only think it's just, you know, catching, throwing, and hitting. You got to love the game, and the game is going to take care of you after that, man. There's a lot to it in baseball. You got to know situations. You got to know all types of scenarios is going to be thrown at you in a baseball field during the game. You can't have a game plan, but it's never going to go the same way.
Yo,
we're
on that topic. What's the difference between a thrower and a pitcher?
A thrower is a guy that doesn't think. A pitcher is a guy that actually knows how to dictate a game, and because he's smart and using his brain as well as his arm. A thrower just is going to go there and just throw a game to get an out and get as much outs as possible. He's not a pitcher. So the difference between a thrower and a pitcher is a pitcher smarter than a thrower.
That's for sure. We got a caller right here from the 347. 347, you live. What up?
What up, what up?
It's your name, player.
What up?
What up? This is Vice from Longwood Ave. What up?
That's Vice, my brother from another mother.
What's good, T?
What's going on, kid?
Chill and relaxing, you know, just came out of work, you know, the usual.
We all
stopped by to holler at you, you know?
We all did. We got Luigi, Squeegee Boy. We got Showcase on the line.
Showcase, what it is, Showcase?
What up, brother? You sound tired.
Nah, not tired as you, though. What's going on,
buddy? He's in a nap state.
Yeah, Twin.
Yo.
Yeah, Twin, tell him about the no-no that you was there last year for 3 times and I didn't get it, and finally you were there for the 4th one.
Oh, hell yeah. That shit was crazy, y'all. This nigga be striking out niggas like David Ortiz, kid. You should see them buckle.
And what's your favorite line, Twin, when I told you that?
I'm sorry, PDI, Boston fan over there. I'm sorry.
I got control of this thing. I sent all you Yankees out of here.
Yo, my brother's Vice favorite line, after I throw a strikeout, he goes, sit him down. We got to have fun with the game, man.
Yeah, yo, Vice, what did you think? What did you think? Like, 5th, 6th inning, and there's still no hits.
Say that again?
I said, what did you think when you saw Lou pitching, 6th inning, still no hitter? What you think? What you was thinking at that time?
Well, usually I be getting on him, you know what I mean? Like, I be yelling at him. I saw him doing his thing. I was like, I ain't saying nothing. I had a zip in my lips, man. I couldn't, you know, just let him do his thing. You know, when I saw he was doing wrong, when he comes down, be like, yo, you leaving the ball too high, you know what I'm saying? Release the pitch, bend down a little bit, you know, no homo. But, you know, I was excited for the kid, you know what I mean?
Right.
Nah,
I didn't want to distract him or nothing, you know? Just let the kid have to do his thing.
Did it.
Yeah,
we've been down that road before with a kid named Fidel, man. He drinks us 3 times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, yo, you throwing a no-hitter. Bing! Next guy gets a hit.
Nope.
I don't even mention. That should be a rule. Be get ejected if you mention that.
Yeah,
like a technical foul.
Yeah, I looked at him like, yo, what the hell you just did, bro?
Yeah. It's been 3 times last year, man. And this time he was in the dugout, but he asked somebody. I guess somebody was talking to him. He was too occupied to say something to me.
He's Dominican, right?
Yeah,
he's Dominican.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody had him occupied. I think they had a bottle of Hennessy for him or something.
Me. That was me.
Vice is my good luck.
You can't even forget about my homeboy, 41 years old, my nigga. He pitched a no-hitter, my man Beefy, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. At 41 years old, haven't played baseball in 3 years.
Why Beefy pitched a no-hitter?
Yes, sir.
To me, we in competition. Yeah.
I didn't know Beefy could pitch.
That's what Squeegee said. Nigga, Squeegee was looking at him like, hell no, this nigga. I said, yo, trust me, kid. And look,
you've
been shutting it down.
41, you said?
41 years old. Haven't played.
Got a Jamie Moyer.
Haven't played competitive ball in 3 years.
Wow.
He's 3-0. He's 3-0 this year.
I don't like to say this name, but the kid is like a Tim Wakefield kid.
Yeah, he throws knuckleball.
What? He's a knuckleball pitcher?
Yeah. We got to get him on the air.
He called last time, I think, when you had your little book thing going on up here, remember?
Yeah, we definitely got to call him, man, because this is a story in itself. Like, the guy is 41 years old. He's still in shape. And he's playing against kids that play in high school ball and college ball and some ex-pros, and he's throwing at these people.
And he's a doctor.
And he's a doctor.
So he don't get better than that.
I'm in the wrong profession, kid.
Yeah, bro.
I think I'm going to go to the basketball court tomorrow and see if I can beat Ray Allen's joint and try to shoot 9 points.
Yeah, actually got to come down to see a game and actually see. Our team is very well defensively played. And with the pitching, it takes you far, man, and it makes you win championships. And especially with kids that play the game right. They don't go out there just to, you know, play. They go out there to win. You know, and these kids play high school ball. They play for Monroe. What Monroe does is win chips.
Yeah, and they don't win by 2 runs, kid. They be winning by like at least 10 or 7 runs.
Yeah. We even play a team that's competitive, like the Braves. They talk a lot of trash. We took the chip from them, and we got rings for it. And they still on the same mission to knock us down. They try to get all the good teams to get together and knock us off.
Wow.
I mean, it's real competitive, man. And they sometimes, in a rivalry like the Yankees and Red Sox, that's a rivalry we have with the Braves in our league.
And when y'all play them?
Oh, we play them 2 weeks from now. I got that day marked down in our calendar. Everybody does. That's a big game, and that you can ask Vice, man. Those games get crowded with fans, man. That's the must-see game in the league.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that. I'll be my first game.
What's the date on that?
Huh? It's St. Mary's.
No, but what's the date?
Where's that? That's 149, I think. That's by Jackson Avenue, St. Mary's Park.
Yeah, but what date? This month, what date?
I gotta check my calendar. I don't got a calendar on me right now, but I think it's the second
week.
Is
it a Saturday?
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday, definitely.
The 26th, then. Or the 19th.
Yeah, it's a 2 o'clock start in St. Mary's Park.
Nice.
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to go.
I mean, it's going to get competitive. You're going to see hard throwing. You can ask Vice. You're going to see a lot of competition, guys that hit.
Oh, yeah, in there. Showcase, right?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Nah,
yeah,
man.
Bring the video camera. You don't know what you're going to see.
Might be another note. No, I ain't going to say.
The what? Don't even say it.
Yeah, I know.
Leave it alone.
It's already getting personal. There's a lot of texting going on through phones. People, you know, we know guys on the other team, too, from the Braves. But there's a lot of, you know, trash talking going, we're going to beat y'all, we're going to be the champions this year. They know it's going to be us and them in the chip.
See, I want to go to one of those leagues. I want to go to one of those games. Because I saw the Fordham game recently, about 3 weeks ago, that he flipped over the catcher.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see that movie.
Yeah.
You seen that?
It gets real heated. It gets like that, man. Like, we friends and all, but when we on the field.
If you want to see that, then I got to go to that game. Because if I don't go to the game, you ain't going to see nothing. It's like a library.
Yeah. No, you got to go. You're right. You're definitely right about that. But, Twit, tell them how it gets between us and the Braves. Like, it's real personal.
Yeah, it is personal, kid.
Gets intense?
It's
like, I don't know what it is. We friends. We hang out at barbecues together. We see each other at the park before. We joke with each other. But once
but
we
know
face each
once
other.
Once you're on that field, y'all don't know each other, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball, that's it. I don't know you. You don't know me. Don't pass me nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's real intense. Even umpires get yelled at. You see a lot of cursing going on there. But it's real competitive. You want to see a good game, you go see the Yankees and the Braves.
I want to see this.
Yeah, now I'm getting hyped to see it.
I'm telling you, it's a must-see game. It's a must-see game.
Give them the address. I mean, you know, what is it, 149th St. Mary's?
Yeah, St. Mary's Park, yeah.
St. Mary's Park, 149th Street in the Bronx.
St. Mary's Park.
I'll text you the address here.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up on my Twitter.
I'm not good with addresses, man, but I know the park's name.
I'm going to put it up on my Twitter and on my Facebook. Y'all can follow me on Twitter, at TDINYC. My Facebook, TDI Rodriguez. I'm going to have all that info up there. Yo, Lou, give them your stuff or your info.
Yes, sir. My website is www.squeegeebatboy.com, SQUEEGIEBATBOY.com. You can catch up details on the book that's coming out soon before this year is over. And, you know, just hit me up on Facebook, Luigi Castillo, and more lovely to chat with everybody, fans for baseball and any sport. Good looking TD on this one and Showcase. And my brother Toy Vice, BZ, Free Butchie, Don Q, everybody, the whole Longwood family. Love everybody.
So we're going to call Rob BZ, Jamie Moyer.
I still say call him Tim Wakefield, man, because Jamie Moyer has more pop, but Rob BZ is truly. He's a shocking story to me, man. Seeing a 41
year old. Wakefield.
What he's
doing. And he's a doctor. What doctor do you know that does that?
Dr.
Yeah.
Wakefield.
Dr. Yeah,
Wakefield. He's a doctor by day and a player by night.
Yo, check this out, man. Check this out. Quick before I go, man. Last week, I had my brother Vice and Ralph Beasley playing the field because we were about to forfeit because we had split squad games. And they covered, and they did a tremendous job. For Vice, who don't play hardball, to hit a guy that was throwing cheese, I'm talking about cheese. Cheese meaning the guy is throwing at least 85 to 90. Because if you're throwing 92, you should be in the majors. at least 85 to 90, but he was still throwing C's. Everybody's got a hit. Coming straight out of a taxi cab.
You know why? I'm a natural. I'm a natural, baby. I'm a natural coming out the cab.
Ask him what I always tell him. Ask him what I always tell him. He's a waste of talent because he didn't continue to pursue what he wanted to do. He could have been a good ball player.
Hold on, Vice, you got that hit? We got to clap for you.
Yeah, we gave him the ball. He asked me for the ball, yo. Hey,
yeah. Now, you know when you get your first hit, they give you a fresh ball, right?
Yeah.
This guy gave me a ball that looked like Babe Ruth hit that shit.
That's what you left it looking like after you hit it, though.
Yo, but wait.
Yeah, I was mad, yo. I threw that ball away, huh?
It's a rookie
I threw that ball away, kid.
All right, so hold on. So Vice doesn't get the brand new ball, and this was Vice walking out the field.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, I was crying like a baby.
Yeah, but for those two to, you know, they shocked me, man. To play ball in a competitive level, that's something that you don't see very much, man. You know, imagine if you was to put your heart and dedication into something you love. You never know what could turn out to be.
You never know. You never know how far you can go unless you try, kid.
Yeah, they always say you never know who's watching.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
They always say that, man. You go.
All right, so I'm gonna start off. I don't know if Showcase is even following basketball. Showcase probably last game was like Robert Parrish and Larry Bird.
Further, go deeper.
Hell
yo.
Hey yo, word.
All right.
Hey yo, listen. Lakers or Celtics, Vice?
Me? Yep. Celtics.
Celtics and what? Six, seven?
Six.
Luigi, Lakers, Celtics.
Lakers and seven.
Oh, man, that's going to be, I don't know, I'm going to say.
You know what it is? He's a Lakers fan.
No, all right, that's cool. I respect that. But even a fan of a Lakers could probably, you know, even they know when they're about to lose.
Listen, exactly. The Boston Celtics, they got good defense. They got players. They got heart. But this is going to be a fight to the end for both teams. It ain't nothing light on both sides.
This is going to go to game 9, you heard?
You just seen
it. He just made that one up.
Fucking game 9. We got to give niggas more basketball. You're playing too good.
Yeah, I got a question for Showcase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Showcase.
Yeah.
When we going to get a mixtape out of you, kid?
Right,
I'm asking. Oh my God, I haven't seen you since what?
No, I'm working. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Listen, TDI got me out of retirement. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I got the first one you did.
All right, on three.
You know?
Rick,
I wanted
Rick,
that secret ready.
Rick. Damn.
I got it on a frame.
It's coming. Oh. It's coming. I guarantee within the next week it's gonna be out.
Well, yeah, baby boy, you have to get that. You know. Get on your grind,
kid. I gotta go to work.
Summer's popping, too.
Yeah, Lord. Summer's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got me out of retirement, so next week.
We gotta get a mixtape. We gotta get the New York edition mixtape, and we gotta get Luigi to host it.
You want me to
do that?
Are we gonna call it a mixtape? No, Volume 1.
We could do that.
No, Volume 1.
We could get that. We could get that popping.
All right.
You can play the No song on there, too.
Yeah, well,
Oh, no.
It's 2010, man. We all got to eat.
Oh, yeah.
A little sample was going to be played on the mixtape. Just a little sample.
Hey, gang. You ain't cocking guns. You won't even pop the sun. You ain't clocking drums. You ain't even counting ones. Or you pop your gun. Or you the gangster son. Wait. You ain't bound.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
So.
All right. I'm on vacation this week. I'm going to start working.
You got him up. You got him up.
Yeah,
out there,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. You know? Come on, man. The first one's good, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to
get to come out with another mixtape, kid.
You know what I had? I had a finger block.
Can't
finger block. I couldn't scratch. You know, I had finger block, and I wasn't mixing my cues, and everything just looked like Chinese to me for a little while. But now, you know, things just get
everything is
out.
English.
Chinese to me. I was spinning some Chinese music. I don't know what I was spinning.
All right, yeah, this is a classic right here. Nobody gonna know we're a classic freestyle. Jay Sun, TDI, B, let's do it.
Came with the gorillas, affiliated with them Latin niggas that are pull up and everybody's a target. Flow so flawless, they wonder where the kid from. When the fist jumps, just spit faster than big pun. Rip lungs, your face, your body, I'll be comatose. Don't blow my bars, I'll probably have them overdose. Spit flames, ain't shit changed, you bitch made. I could switch lanes and still hit him at mid-range. I'm from the Bronx where niggas ain't beat the shit same. Who you got a problem with? 50 cal, hollow fifths. If we in the club, we getting popping with bottles quick. And dudes know the team, so I'm fucking straight. Made a few moves, now niggas acting impressed. I'm on top of this whole shit with connects in the Midwest. See, I'm trying to catch wreck, 16-24. However, I formatted, it's like I'm loading the tech. No text, just straight cash, niggas don't get a rat. We the reason Wall Street ain't got a fucking penny left. Black tents, Porsche truck when I'm out of state. And it probably got no insurance with Minnesota plate. If a nigga squeeze, I squeeze back in broad day. No ski mask, I'm coming at you in their face. Scared straight when I move. He jumped, and if the roof ain't big enough, the Uzi dump.
You ain't got a choice, you ain't got a choice. You got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real lame gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a lame gorilla. So nigga, what it is? You ain't got a choice, but you ain't got a choice. You got 10,000 niggas on deck. I'm a real lame gorilla. You know we get it in. I'm a lame gorilla. So nigga, what it is?
Yo, I'm TDI, back on my Bronx flow. Slick bars and the points is my combo. Moving green and white, something like Rondo. Celtic cry, you ain't nothing but a jumbo. Think you a killer, think you the realest, clap your legs. Smack you with the toast, you'll be the hammerhead. Who out there got a dead lock, kid? Look for the fly, slim dude in the red fox fitted. Put me in the pit, and I won't even choke. I'm putting my L's up, and I won't even smoke. And if he act up, I'm straight smacking the trigger. 10,000 of us, we Latin gorillas. We goons out, us niggas, we keep ratchets. I'ma be the first to show you the realest we speak Spanish. If you see me wearing a toast, I'ma hang you in the closet. Nigga, why you wearing your clothes?
Yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. All
yo,
right.
TDI, yo. Showcase, yo. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, man. I really gotta go. I hope to catch y'all soon, man.
For sure. Right, we're going to keep us posted on that game.
Yes, sir. I will. I'll definitely text you all the information. And I really thank y'all and Lush Radio for giving me this opportunity again to get online with y'all, man. I appreciate it.
Show, brother, anytime. This is your platform, kid.
Love you, brother. Showcase. See
you,
brother.
Love you, too.
All right.
We got another caller right here. This is my home girly girl, 914.
What's up, TDI?
What's going on, Ann?
Just love karate. I'm good.
All right, we
just
up on the line
what?
Right now. With she love karate.
Karate?
Yeah.
Kung fu?
Karate.
Judo.
You go to karate class every Monday.
Judo.
Karate.
No, but what kind of karate, though?
Oyama, Kyokushin.
Oh, I have no clue. All right.
It's chopping your neck.
Pure Japanese karate.
Wow.
Oh, they got different types of karate, see? It's not even karate, it's karate.
Karate.
Yes.
Where's Vice at? Where's Vice?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, sir.
All right, we got Vice. We're going to have to get Vice on Twitter, too, man. Vice out the loop.
What did I miss?
A lot of sports talk, baseball, a little bit of basketball.
Oh, thank God.
What
do you mean? Damn, what was that? What do you mean, thank God? Baseball, basketball is bad?
Baseball is so boring.
Oh.
It's so boring. Okay, if the Yankees not playing and it's not the, you know, the World Series, is even not
boring.
Yeah.
I like her.
Well, I'm going to start ending my shows 10 minutes earlier, man.
My kids, you know what it is? I have all boys, so it's like everybody's in everything, and I'm sick of wet grass and standing there for an hour and, you know, half. It killed it for me. My oldest son, he was in everything. Hockey, basketball, baseball. The only thing he didn't do was football, and it cost me a fortune.
I know you're proud when you see him playing there.
I hate sports, to tell you the truth. The only thing I love is karate.
That's some type of sport at least, right?
Yeah, it's a sport, but it's more of a way of life than it is a sport. I'm not in it to compete, because there's no money in competition. It's just a big trophy. I have enough. I don't need that. I got kids to support. Man. I can't.
Oh, you're a black belt?
I can't go and get hurt. Then who's going to take care of my kids?
Right.
What would life be without sports?
I guess for guys, I guess you need sports. I don't really need it. I need shopping.
I don't think guys would be arguing. Like, I can't argue with Vice no more. I can't argue with Showcase. Like, we'll just be regular friends and family. That's it.
Talking about birds and the beehives.
Yeah, talking about cartoons still, probably. Like, yo, the new He-Man came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think you really do like He-Man still, right?
I love He-Man. I love him. He's hot. So he's no homo shit. He's the bomb. He's the best He-Man.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. You driving?
Yeah, but you know what? I can't wait to get the new iPhone. I have the first generation. It's acting crazy right now.
All right. Be careful on the road, man.
No, I'm good. It's just the phone chipping in and out.
That's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where are we getting the mixtape out of you?
A mixtape? I could cut a mixtape tomorrow if I want.
Not a mixtape. You don't got tapes no more. A mix CD.
What I'm going to do is, man, I'm going to post up a certain amount of songs, and I'm going to just let people pick them out themselves, let them cut their own mixtape, let the people pick.
You got to put one together, you know, for the hood.
I've been trying to get him to put together an album for the longest. At least
anyway, he's been trying to get you out of retirement.
Yeah, it's positive energy. It feeds both ways, kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to work out. It's going to work out that way. Though. Right, man, I'm going to get back in the lab and do what I does. And y'all going to get a mixtape out of me for sure.
Nice. Yeah. When are you
going to
do it?
I probably would have hit, like, August. April, August.
All right, well, you got to give me the heads up. You know, I live far, so you can't tell me the day before.
You live where? You live in Yonkers somewhere?
I live in Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
I live 2 hours away from NYC.
Shout out to
my cousin. Connecticut?
Mobster.
Huh?
What part of Connecticut?
Oxford.
She's right there by Titi Maggie.
Shout out to Margie Marge. I'll be calling her 4 in the morning, twisted, man. She always answers the phone. Say it again.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said I'm 15 minutes before you get to Waterbury.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you got to give me advance notice so I can make arrangements to stay down here.
For sure. All
right.
Showcase, give me an email, kid. People want to send you some music and all that, drops or whatever.
It's djshowcase@gmail.com. That's djshowcase. C-A-Y-S-E at
@gmail.com. Attention music in the subject.
Yeah,
trust me,
make sure it's
music
hot too.
In the subject, and yeah, I scream my thing, so make sure it's hot, please.
Showcase, you know, we double screening, because if he gets something, he send the joint to me, I'm deflecting the shit out of that joint.
Yeah, I screened it one time, you screened it a second time from a lyricist point of view.
I told you, listen, dog.
So I'm just going to send you four bars then.
And we got a track working with Vice, y'all. People don't know, but we got a track working with Vice. Vice is not a rapper. He comes out of Cavs and he hits baseballs real far. But you gotta get a joint. Finished. You can follow me on Twitter @TDINYC. Shouts to Fort Apache. Shouts to Grin. Facebook TDI Rodriguez. Skype TDINYC. What else? PlayStation 3. Yeah, we're taking on Cummings and baseball, man, for PS3.
Yes. Yo, you got the other track I sent you, right?
Yeah, I got it.
So, play it to go out.
I didn't upload it though. I don't think I had time to upload it.
Jesus.
My bad, though.
Yeah.
Everything ran a little late today, man. But I want to thank everybody for calling. Thanks to Lushy Lush, the Queen, the Monstress.
Yeah. Big up Lushy.
Big up the whole Street Queens movement. Emma, Natalia, Ebenisha, you know what I mean? Big ups to Ann.
Holla.
Shout out to Vice on the check-in. Shout out to Little Vice back there wilding out, probably.
Yes, sir. Band of Brothers for life, baby boy.
Band of Brothers. Shout out to Showcase.
Yes.
Who kind of screamed on everybody today with the whole all you spillage / dumbass umpire who ruined the no-hitter.
He apologized.
He's still
what,
ruined.
He just erased history.
What? He's a bum. He needs eyeglasses. He's a bum. He needs eyeglasses. Take him out. Take him out. Take his eyeglasses up. That was good. He was safe by a mile. He can't see that he's safe by a mile. He can't even see where he's driving. He can't even drive to the stadium. Take him out. Apology. Apology not accepted. Apology not accepted.
Don't kill him, man.
If I would have been at the game, I would have been pissed. I would have been the fucking idiot running on the field.
Try to bury him.
Just get thrown out. Just get thrown out.
Wow.
Baseball's so boring, though.
Here we go again.
Baseball's so boring, huh?
Just kill the whole mood.
Or tennis and to watch baseball.
Tennis.
Yeah, I watched Serena and her sister.
Nah, tennis is not a boring sport, kid. Tennis is how I watch tennis.
Not better than baseball.
Yeah, but not better than baseball.
Have you seen Serena play? Have you seen Serena play? It's a sport.
Yes, I've seen her play. I've seen her hit the ball.
What is baseball? Baseball is a sport. I want you to try to throw a ball 90 miles an hour for 2 hours.
It's boring. Boring. You can fall asleep in baseball.
It's more exciting than tennis.
Yeah,
now
it is.
Now when Serena's playing.
Why? Because right. She hits people with her stick?
She has that ball.
With the racket?
Hey, yo.
She has that ball screaming.
Sounds painful.
That sounds personal, right?
Sounds painful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love tennis, but when she's playing, it's exciting.
So she's not playing no more. What sport are you on now?
Well, I'd watch football or basketball, but not for a whole game.
What's your favorite team, football?
Lush.
It would have to be a reward for me to watch the whole game.
What's your favorite team in football?
Huh? Favorite team? Oh, favorite. I just told you I hate sports. Whatever you watch, that's what I'm watching.
That
is. I'll be good if there's a reward for
that
me.
So that means if I'm watching Yo Gabba Gabba, you watch it with me?
I watch whatever you're watching, as long as there's a reward for me at the end.
Not sport, though.
No, but I'm saying she says she watches anything.
She watches anything as long as there's a reward.
As long as
there's an
watch.
What kind of reward? How about a clap and a handshake?
Use your imagination. What kind of reward? Hey.
You imagine?
I'm going to sit there and watch something that I hate, okay? So you better
Yo, you guys are crazy.
Things are getting out of hand. It's like 2010, and now they got to be able to watch TV shows. Hey, honey, I'll watch this with you, but you got to give me this. Oh, my. I'm not watching nothing anymore.
Right. You watch people smack a ball up and down the field on court?
Huh?
If I'm going to watch somebody smack a ball up and down the field or court, I'm going to watch a team do it. I'm not going to watch two people do it.
Okay, I don't care. We'll watch whatever you're watching as long as I get something out of it at the end.
Buy you a drink.
I want a drink.
That's not enough.
I can make my own drink.
Buy you two
drinks.
You know exactly what I want.
Okay.
Look at you.
Oh, no, I'm gonna leave Ann alone. She's gonna karate chop the shit out.
Yeah, leave her I'm not a violent person. Also,
it's time to wrap this up, man.
All right.
Any final words y'all want to give out, man? Like, baseball's hot. That's my final word.
Free Butchie, long with ass.
Free Butchie.
Yeah. Freedom Beach.
Yep, and baseball's great.
Thank y'all for calling.
Okay.
You already know next week. Same
come
thing.
Come out next week. CDI, speak to you.
All right. That's a deal. But you got to get on the next week.
Oh, man, I'm not a rapper. Huh?
You already know, man.
He's a hype man?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? All right, y'all. It's a wrap, man. Thank y'all for calling, man. Next Monday is on.
Cool.
Gotta be safe, man. Get home safe.
Peace.
Yeah.
Love you, baby.
Love you too, baby.
All right. Yeah.
Love you too, baby. All right, y'all.